This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says more depositions and more hearings in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump aren't out of the question. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff tells CNN his committee continues to conduct investigative work, even as it compiles its findings to submit to the House Judiciary Committee. It's that panel which would make a formal recommendation of charges for the House to vote on. If passed, impeachment would move to the Senate.
I think this is an impeachable offense.
Senator and Democratic presidential candidate Amy Klobuchar tells ABC's This Week,
this is the global version of Watergate, where a president is trying to get dirt on a political opponent from a world leader.
However, Republican support for Trump is showing no overt signs of buckling. Still, Senator John Kennedy tells Fox the allegations won't be summarily dismissed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pope Francis is in Japan, demanding world leaders renounce atomic weapons. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The pontiff has declared the possession of atomic arsenals unacceptable, going beyond his predecessors to condemn the Cold War-era doctrine of deterrence and demand a complete ban on atomic bombs. Francis made the comments while standing at the Peace Memorial in Hiroshima at the end of a day in which he paid homage to victims of the U.S. atomic bombings there and in Nagasaki, Japan. It was the first full day of a three-day visit. Francis first condemned the possession of nuclear weapons in 2017. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Anti-government protests swept Iraq's oil-rich south on Sunday as demonstrators burned tires and blocked main arteries, outraged by government corruption, poor services, and scarcity of jobs. In Baghdad, at least 13 people were wounded in clashes. You're listening to VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson launched his ruling Conservatives manifesto on Sunday, aiming to present the image of sensible spending. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson released his Conservative Party's election manifesto on Sunday, promising to
get Brexit done
by bringing his EU withdrawal deal back to Parliament before Christmas. With less than 3 weeks until Britain's head to the polls, the governing Conservatives are trying to draw a distinction with the opposition Labour Party. It has promised to raise taxes on the rich and businesses to fund an expansion of the state. Johnson instead is promising £23.5 billion of tax cuts and higher spending, including on lowering business rates for retailers and employing another 50,000 nurses. The manifesto says the impact on the government's day-to-day finances would be close to zero.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. New York billionaire Michael Bloomberg formally launched his Democratic presidential bid today. AP's Julie Walker has that story.
The former New York City mayor made the announcement on his campaign website, writing, "I'm running for president to defeat Donald Trump and rebuild America. We cannot afford four more years of President Trump's reckless and unethical actions. He represents an existential threat to our country and our values. If he wins another term in office, we may never recover." Bloomberg's entrance, just 10 weeks before primary voting begins, reflects his concerns that the current slate of candidates is not well positioned to defeat Trump. Bloomberg also has the personal wealth to make himself a force. He's already reserved more than $30 million in TV ads. Julie Walker, New York.
Authorities in Kenya say the death toll from heavy rains that unleashed floods in the west of the country has risen to 60, and seven others are missing. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, at least 25 people were killed, including some on the ground, when a small plane crashed into a densely populated neighborhood in the city of Goma. A Reuters witness at the scene said two people were rescued before the plane exploded. A grenade was thrown at a vehicle belonging to the United Nations in the Afghan capital, Kabul, on Sunday, killing a foreign national and wounding five others. The attack took place after a week's lull in the heavily fortified capital following a series of bomb attacks in recent months. The leader of a Spanish rescue mission says authorities in Italy and Malta have refused to grant port access to its open-arms ship. This leaves the vessel stranded in rough conditions in the Mediterranean with more than 70 African migrants on board. And security forces on Sunday raided the offices of one of Egypt's last remaining independent media outlets. They briefly detained an editor and two other journalists. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.